Welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired. We're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Alex.
As the great philosopher Solid Snake said, kept you waiting, huh?
And we have Ted.
I don't know any great philosophers.
And we have Anna.
Can we get a philosopher's stone? That
ooh,
might help.
I'll hook you up. I got one.
But it's only good if we can go become immortals and turn things into gold.
So here's the thing. Everybody's stoned as a philosopher. Just saying.
It is the major for it.
So I was watching a new show on, I think it's Netflix, called The Good Place. And they talk about how all religions got it about 5% right, but there was one guy, and they have a picture of him on the wall, who one time on mushrooms was asked what he thought the nature of the universe was, and he got an amazing 92% of it right. So I thought that was kind of a funny little thing, and they reference back to him from time to time in the show. So
was that actually based off like a concrete set of questions, or like that was just scripted into the show?
No, there's a guy's picture on the wall.
Yeah, his picture's on the wall. And so it starts out with the lady, Kristen Bell or whatever, talking to the person in charge. And he's like, yeah, you're dead. And she's like, well, were the Christians right? And he's like, kind of. And were the Jewish people right? And he's like, yeah, kind of. And the Muslims were kind of right. And the Buddhists were kind of right. Basically, all religions were about 5% right. No one had it all. Except for this one guy, Steve Johnson. And then, yeah, he like went off on a rant, and he was 92% correct.
I believe that.
So how far are you into the season one?
Oh, I finished it.
So season two started.
When?
They're on like episode two already, like 2 weeks ago.
On Netflix or on TV?
On real TV.
Oh,
on Hulu.
But
or on TV.
Is it? Because I watched all of them that were available to stream on whatever service I was streaming it on.
And if you were streaming on Netflix, that's all you got.
So Hulu has more?
Correct.
Oh, man. I got to go.
Yes. Right now is the time to get your free month of Hulu or free week of Vimu or whatever one. What's Dish Networks? I don't know. Turbo. I don't forget. You got free week of that one followed by like the free whatever other. You just kind of pile
just
them up.
Stack them on top of each other. Yeah.
So you get... But yeah.
No, I need to go watch more good stuff. I also found out last night that Hulu has episodes of The Venture Brothers that I hadn't seen. I think they're like a year or two old at this point, maybe three, but I hadn't watched that season yet, so I'm very excited. There's a lot of TV for me to watch.
Yeah.
Right now. I also decided that I'm not going to watch series that don't interest me much more than an episode or two.
Yeah, so. I give them at least a good few episodes, but I do drop them off after a while.
They were talking about Supernatural, and I know there's lots and lots of people that really, really like Supernatural, and I can respect that. And I thought it was okay, but like, I think there's just so much stuff that I would enjoy more that I don't watch because I'm busy watching something that I don't like as much. Same with Doctor Who. It's okay. It's not great. In my opinion.
Hmm.
If you disagree with me, you can call 801-896-4335 and tell me I'm an idiot. You can also send us an email at geeksarewired@gmail.com.
Hey, Ted.
That's me.
Who else do we have on the podcast that we didn't introduce yet?
Oh, I think we have Bill.
I think, therefore, I am.
I was going to say Bill's dog. That dog never gets mentioned.
Ah, yes.
That's true. He does wander in and out from time to time. Whatever. I'm not like staring at your dog's crotch, pervert.
Oh, I was just letting you know. You let the listeners know. Actually, that hasn't posted. That might post. I'm hoping to get that posted.
Oh yeah. So what? Why don't you be more specific, Bill?
Okay, as of the recording, the recordings, because I'm still cleaning them up. I'm trying to make It, you know, live recordings have a lot of background noise and things, and I have been spending time to make them sound good, but it's lots of time. So the recordings from the podcast, or from the from Snake River Comic-Con have not gone up as of this recording. I'm still spending time on it, so hopefully they should be up before this recording goes up.
So this will be very confusing if you're listening to this on Friday, as you would have already listened to the other stuff that was hopefully posted yesterday.
Should we call this episode 271 or 272 then?
Oh, no. There's like three recordings. So.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy.
Don't worry about it. The numbers are...
But I don't think you should number them.
I'm not going to.
Because they're the special Snake River Comic Con episodes.
Yes.
So this is episode 274 with a margin of error of 2.
plus or minus.
Also plus or minus like 5, because I think I misnumbered somewhere around the 120s. And there's like hiccup episodes that are in there. And then we had
that's how they're numbering the Simpsons now. They have to use like statistical probabilities to figure out what episode it is. It doesn't have anything to do with like the actual number. Like it's like too big to gather data on. So yeah, so they use probability to number the Simpsons episodes.
There we go.
That's pretty fancy. So Snake River Comic Con. I heard them announce several times, Salt Lake River Comic Con, Snake River Comic Con.
Oh.
I don't think it helped that the Salt Lake was like the week right before this. So I think Salt Lake was still fresh in everybody's mind, and you get the S out, you know your Comic Con part, and so it just kind of brain freezes.
Yeah.
So. But it was a blast.
Yes.
Do you know what the final toll was on how many people attended?
No, I don't know.
The last I heard, I think someone had told me they were up to 1,600 people.
Nice.
So yeah, for the first year in Pocatello, Idaho, I think that's pretty fancy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple panels I went to, the earlier in the morning panels that Ann and I went to with Russ Adams, that it was just us and Russ, which was awesome. We just sat there and talked to a special effects guy. He makes masks and stuff like that, and just sat and chatted with him. It was pretty sweet. Got a t-shirt out of the deal.
Nice.
So did Anna.
Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun, like meeting the guests that came. We just kind of met them right off the bat, like on Thursday during the meet and greet, and then just kind of hung out with them through their panels and everything throughout the weekend.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we got to know them pretty well by the time we recorded the thing that you've probably already heard.
May or may not have.
But, yeah, it was super fun. Plus the... like we went to like a Victorian dance lessons, and that was kind of fun. The folks that did that were from like Salt Lake or something like that. The panels were typically smaller that we went to, but you know, it was more intimate, and you really got to feel like you were talking direct. They were talking directly to you, which sometimes they actually were, because you know there's five of you in the room, so.
Because people weren't getting up early and doing it. Somebody else. It will be next year.
Oh, yeah. They were like...
It is dated for next year.
Oh, they already have a date.
They have a date. Snake River Comic Con 2018 will be Thursday night with the... If you get the VIP or gold, or you end up working it, with September 27th. They're saying Monday, October 1st, but I'm thinking they mean, you know... That might be like some of the teardown or stuff like that, but so probably just September 30th.
Maybe they didn't get enough people for the teardown. I gotta admit, I helped for the setup on Friday morning, in the vendor hall, and then I was not feeling good Sunday night, and so I did not stay to help tear down. I almost feel guilty.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
He did a lot.
So
yeah, no, it was lots and lots of fun. Got to meet people. I could see how some people, if they don't go to the panels or if they didn't talk to people, would think they would not have enjoyed it. But if you went to the panels or, you know, it, like talking to any of these people was very easy, very laid back.
Yep.
It was super fun. So if you talked to the people and or went to the panels, because like the vendor hall, it was very relaxed. Instead of like Salt Lake's where I didn't even hit it all, this one I walked up and down a couple times. I got to talk to the vendors. I got to have fun.
Yep.
And it was relaxing. It was enjoyable. I had so much fun.
Yeah. And like sometimes when you're talking to someone like at a booth or something, and then someone walks up like waiting there and stuff, I always kind of wanted to like cut it short because like, am I stopping them from getting a sale? Because I'm not buying anything.
Because we're just chatting.
Yeah.
Or we already did the sale, I'm holding them up from getting more sales.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you know, it wasn't really like that. Like, there was a lot of people in that vendor area, but, like, most of the time I felt like I could, like, have a short conversation with the person and then not feel like I was hurting their sales or whatever by that. I bought a couple books from Brubaker, the rest of the Sithra series, and got them signed. So that was cool. And then we actually went to his panel, How to Make Money on Comics or whatever.
Nice.
And he started off with, don't get into this to make money.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of industries.
Yeah, but it was...
Hey, podcasting. Cool. That's another one. Don't get into podcasting to make money.
You know, I got to be honest. I saved a lot of money being on the podcast.
No, but you're not making money.
I'm not making any money. No, that's true. You did mark me as an employee, which I thought was weird, but whatever. It said worked at Geeks Are Wired. I'm like, okay.
Indentured servant at Geeks Are Wired.
Willing participant, but no, I was thinking more along the lines of Stockholm syndromed at. So I was going to ask you, and this isn't going to be great for the folks at home probably, but there was the guy that you got all excited and saw and took a picture with the like full costume. He didn't know who he was, and he had like a razor in one hand and like as one hand and then something in the other hand.
Rick, and I knew him.
That
was Pickle Rick.
Oh, I'm so stupid. Ah, oh, that makes sense. I just didn't get it.
I posted
and I didn't want to ask.
Actually.
Yeah, I didn't get it and I didn't want to ask, but yeah, that was...
Yeah, I was very impressed on people's Pickle Rick.
There was a...
I didn't recognize him because he had a costume on.
But you knew who the person was.
Yeah, I did know him.
In the costume. Because he's like, I know you. Do you know me? And Bill was like, I don't know.
That's how masks work.
but I want a picture with Pickle Rick.
Yeah.
So, you know that guy in Zelda that... he's been in a lot. He was in Wind Waker, and he was in this most recent Zelda, The Breath of the Wild.
Do you see it now?
Oh, yeah. No. When you told me, yeah. I saw it. So, the guy that sells you stuff, if you go to any of the stables... In Breath of the Wild, he's there with that huge backpack and the little tray.
Uh-huh.
And he's got... Yeah. So that guy... Some girl dressed up as that guy, and she nailed it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, she had this giant bag full of, like bulky stuff, so it looked like there was, like, a lot of just... Everything just piled in, and then she had a little tray in front of her with a little thing and a sign kind of hanging in front of her with the picture of the guy, and her nose was painted all brown and everything. It was awesome. I felt like I told her it was awesome, and I'm like, I just need some arrows, please.
Just give me all your arrows. I have a sack of bugs. I'll give you bugs. Yeah.
No rupees, just bugs.
I don't need anything else. Just all your arrows, please. Thank you.
Give me some food for these bugs.
But yeah, that was the first day. That was on Friday, and I didn't see her again. I didn't get a picture with it. I didn't take a lot of pictures, and I kind of regretted it.
I didn't Saturday. I ended up turning that around Sunday, but there wasn't as many.
I don't think there was as many people on Sunday.
Yeah, I took a few, but I definitely wanted to take some more, especially with some of the guests that were there. I got a few, but I kind of wish that I did a little bit more with that, too.
Yeah, of course. Okay, now you said you believe how many were there?
I thought they said like 1,600. It might have been 18, but...
Okay, either way, with those two numbers, like, that's the nice thing about the venues each having their own little setup. Mm-hmm. It did not feel like that, a large amount. Like, and I could wander around, I could join into these places, and nothing felt packed.
Yeah, no, trying to think. So a couple of panels we went to were pretty dead, but we went to the, there was a company that did, I should look it up while I'm talking about it, but they did a paranoia thing, and it was supposed to be interactive, but the paranoia was definitely not interactive. It was just like one of those how to host a murder, like, here's your, you play this part, now go around and talk to everybody. And when it was described, it was like, there's a computer's going to set the scenario and blah, 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 blah. But that definitely wasn't the way. But I think maybe they just meant that for the two zombie things that they did. It's COO. Let me see if I can find it in the guests list. But it was a lot of fun. And there was actually a lot of people there doing that. And then usually in the vendor hall, there was always a lot of people.
What
in there,
day was that?
So. Well, they did it on Saturday and Sunday. And so the two zombie ones were on Saturday. And I don't know, this didn't seem that interesting to me. But the Sunday paranoia one did sound like kind of fun. So I went to that.
Where was that one at? Because, yeah, I'm looking, I'm pulling up the list.
Interactive here. Events and Games. Is what they're called, the COOO-IE.
I think that was held in the Red Lion.
Yeah, I was in the Red Lion in the main room.
Well, I guess you got pulled up though.
Yeah,
who they were.
Yeah, yeah. But they were pretty cool. And then, yeah, I mean, it just all was just amazing. Like this, the
it was interesting watching the guys in full armor with real swords wailing on each other.
Oh, next to the swimming pool in the Red Lion. Yeah, yeah, those. They,
wait,
it was
like the palm trees?
Yeah, I think it was the Amp Guard people. Or awesome. Did they actually have the real sword ones, too?
The ones I saw was real sword ones.
Oh, okay, because there's a couple different groups that were doing it. I don't know what Bella Garth is, but I know that the SCA uses, like, rattan, which is like a type of bamboo that doesn't shatter when it breaks. It leaves a solid break, so you don't have sharp edges, which is why they use that. And then there's the Ampgar, something like that. I think they were there as well, and they use foam everything. But the SCA people use actual armor, and they just use like wooden things for their stuff. Like I said, rattan. But but yeah. That's but so cool. I didn't see like any real sword and armor. Yeah, Amptgar. Yeah. That was on at 4 o'clock.
I'm not sure when I was wandering around. It was, I don't remember.
Yeah, so then there was a guy who dressed up like Iron Man, the Len Anderson cosplayer guy. And, you know, we're walking around. If you don't spend a lot of time looking at him, he looks just like Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, it looks just like him. It's crazy. And I'm like, at different times during the event, he would go from being in his Iron Man suit to being in like this really nice suit and tie and all this stuff and back and forth. And I never took the time to like talk to him, but he seemed pretty cool.
On the Instagram, I had him in the hoverboard flying around with the music.
Yeah, yeah. They did a parade of superheroes at the end, near the end of it, and He was on a hoverboard, like riding and like back and forth, and then they had just everybody following, and it was pretty cool. So,
yeah, it was all that fun. Totally awesome. Totally in for next year.
Yep, I'll go again next year. And they were a lot of the guests. I won't say which ones, but I heard it from more than one, and more than just a group that I hung out with. That the Salt Lake Comic Con is. Like, they treat the guests poorly unless they're really, really famous. No. Like, you got to be super famous to not be treated badly, I guess, is what these people were saying, so.
Yeah. I know, but there's, you know, everyone has their little cliques and...
Well, I don't think this one was like that, though. I mean, maybe I was wrong, I think everybody was just really, really nice.
Maybe not cliques, maybe it's just their thing. Like, Salt Lake is very much on the get the big... names, you know, San Diego's on the product and on the showing movies. New York is about the artists and some of the product.
Right. So, yeah, but yeah, this was pretty, it was great.
Yeah, this was a good general. Like I very, You could have come to this and gone, I am into this, or I don't know what I'm into. Let's wander around.
Yeah. So I don't know. I never have felt like there are people for me. Like, I don't have my people. I'm just friggin' weird, I'm told. And so I don't really feel like I fit in really anywhere, even with, like, these sorts of people. But, like, here, just in general, because there was so many different people that kind of, I think, don't necessarily fit into their own cliques, like, it did feel like I at least was accepted. I'll put it that way. So that was pretty cool.
All right. What else? I wanted to talk about something else.
There was a lady.
Oh, no. I don't want to talk about that one yet. Oh, okay. We'll get to that. I want to talk about Szechuan sauce.
Okay, let's do it.
McDonald's is bringing back Szechuan sauce.
For?
For the... I forgot what day it was.
One day only?
One day only. On that day shall be known as... I did know it. October 7th. So
in every location?
So that's the other thing. So that's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
This Saturday, October 7th, 2017.
Tomorrow, if you're listening,
yes.
As soon as this was uploaded, tomorrow.
And they have Szechuan sauce in certain locations. And you can go to the McDonald's page or Google it. Find out said participating locations. Which I have a question for Alex.
Yes?
Can you mail me some Szechuan sauce? Because Idaho is not getting it.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Can't you just like get like some of the cock sauce, like the red stuff?
What? No, I don't. No, I want Szechuan sauce.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I want Szechuan sauce.
Oh my god. From like McDonald's?
Yeah. I need you to mail it to me.
Nugs in the mail?
Yeah,
I'll throw some nugs in an envelope, send those over.
Nah, I can pick those up here.
Oh.
I think you're gonna need to buy a lot.
Yeah, I think I have to order nugs too. So like I gotta like
okay,
I don't know what I want to do with the nugs.
No, but you don't have to order the nuggets, I don't think. You could just go up and say I want to buy some Szechuan sauce.
Like all the Szechuan sauce they can give you.
Well, why go to McDonald's and like pay for sauce?
Because we want it.
Yeah, but I mean, like they should just give it to you when we order nugs.
Yeah, well, you could order nugs, but you sounded like you didn't want to
eat
them.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, you could give them to a homeless person.
How about chicken strip? Do you like chicken strips?
I mean, does McDonald's have a chicken strip?
Yes, it's actually in the picture on their website.
I think they're making that up. I don't think McDonald's has chicken strips. I think McDonald's is pulling your leg.
Maybe fancy.
They're tugging your nugs. Like they.
I've gotten chicken strips from McDonald's. How about that?
Why don't you...
I've seen it on the menu before.
There, let's see. There's.
I'll mail you a chicken strip and I'll eat the Szechuan sauce.
Ah. And the artwork. You can send the artwork. That looks. I don't know. It's very. Rick and Morty-ish.
Almost Rick and Morty-ish? Yeah.
Almost like McDonald's is in on this scheme?
Yes.
This is a very thinly veiled way to market some sauce that didn't sell well the first time they put it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't care. We're buying into it.
Okay, they're called crispy tenders. How about that?
Ugh. Can they put a Mick or something in there?
Buttermilk crispy tenders.
Mick buttermilk crispy tenders.
That makes it sound better.
With Mick Szechuan sauce.
They just call them long nugs. Well, that except a for strip, it, but a long nug.
It, well, except for it's it, you know, more meat and less, you know, filling.
It's more nug, less Mick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
more chicken,
that.
Less.
No, dub nugs.
Well, I feel like we've
McDubnug
covered that.
No, we need to beat it with like a dead horse.
The entire
All right,
horse.
Anna, your turn. Say something funny about the nuggets, Anna.
I don't really have.
There's nothing funny about this. This is the dumbest thing I think I've ever said.
That'll happen. Okay. Well then, We'll move off of that, since Idaho apparently isn't cool enough. Very
disappointed.
You'll get
like 10 years. Like, you'll get like the discount nug sauce when it makes it when they're done with it in other towns.
I want you to mail it to me.
I don't think he's going to.
I think
you're gonna have to find someone else.
Ah.
Yeah, I think he's too embarrassed. Like, he's so much of a hipster now. He's too embarrassed to be seen at a McDonald's. How long have you lived in Oregon now? Like a year?
3 months. I'm too embarrassed now.
Yeah, it's been more than 3 months.
I don't keep track of time anymore. That's the new plane of ascended to since my hipsterdom began. I was keeping track of time before it was cool. So like, it's time's faster for me.
I get it.
Interstellar is actually about Matthew McConaughey just being too cool for everybody.
Friday night, I think we should just drive to Oregon to get Szechuan sauce on Saturday.
Well, let's see. Okay, let me double check.
Do they even have it over here? Because, like, I mean, Portland's like not that big of a town. Like, usually, like, I still, like, for most of the stuff I want to do, I have to go to, like, Seattle to do.
Let's see.
Okay, but here's the thing, Bill. If we go to Oregon, we can get pot as well.
Okay, where are you saying again?
Salem. Come over here and get Szechuan sauce and pot and nugs.
You said Salem, right?
No. Seattle's usually like the where I have to go if I want to get anything.
So where do you?
I live in Vancouver, Washington. It's just north of Portland.
Oh.
Yeah, we're like a less dirty Nampa, basically.
Okay, so Portland has it. So these are the cities in. If my browser quit rolling, Beaverton, Canby, Clackamas.
Clackamas.
Sure.
Yeah, fun Corvallis. Fact, Clackamas, like that there's a mall there that has like had so many shootings and just like insane insane acts of violence there's these weird like tri-corner posters inside the mall about like notifying the sheriff of just odd behavior. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, in the last 7 years, there have been like high speed chases that resulted in rollovers, a mass shooting, and I think there's just been traditional like robberies and stuff too. But yeah, there's like actually been like just insane amounts of violence at this dumb mall that's south of Portland. I don't know why everyone goes full Miami Vice when they go to this mall, but it's like that's the mall you go to your Hawaii Five-0 shenanigans.
They want Szechuan sauce, that's why. And all violence will stop while people get Szechuan sauce. Let's see. What else we got? Corvallis, Eugene, Happy Valley.
Why is that? How come there's so many places in Oregon? There's got to be some places within like 100 miles of you.
Salt Lake City.
Well, there might have been McMinnville, Milwaukee, Portland, Salem.
That's a really small town.
Like I said, you should mail this to us.
Do you want fries at that? Bill.
No. McDonald's fries do not hold up at all. Actually, yeah, there's plenty of places.
We should have a podcast where it's just people do buy proxy orders from McDonald's. It's just
actually
people can call 1-800-Geeks are wired, and they can say, "I'll take a quarter pounder with cheese." Then we'll podcast about the next week, and then I'll deliver it to you, and then you can like call them back when it's done.
Bill, the Vancouver, Washington McDonald's on Mill Plain has Szechuan sauce.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
So it's in your town.
I guess I was reading off Oregon, too. Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, actually, I think I'm closer to, like, towns in Washington than I am in, like, Clackamas. Like, Portland's really close, but Clackamas is, like, you have to drive through the belly of the beast to get to it.
So it's in Vancouver,
off,
though.
And fight off mass shooters and car rollovers.
So for your answer, it's in Vancouver. I expect Szechuan sauce.
Okay, Bill.
Yep. There's one there in Vancouver.
Let's see.
It's
Utah.
It's one of those things where I say yes, then don't do it.
No. I don't really expect. Like, we actually are going to have to make like a road trip down to Utah for Szechuan.
Watch from Vancouver.
People are coming up.
Get some.
Come to Vancouver?
Actually, Vancouver's boring. Go to like one of those towns in Oregon named off. They're more fun. Vancouver is seriously just less dirty than Nampa. Like it's Nampa Wait. Without the sugar beet factories and just like more Bed Bath and Beyonds.
I don't have to pay tax for my Szechuan sauce in Oregon.
Ah, you don't hear either. I think they tax food up here.
Yeah. Ah.
How about that, bro? Actually, they might. You know, I have no idea. They might tax McDonald's. They don't tax groceries, which is kind of cool, but.
Yeah, you're too hip to go to McDonald's, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Well, that's because they're more liberal, and a tax on necessities is unevenly taxing a larger percentage of poor people's than rich people.
Which my counter argument is they still tax the ever loving snot out of liquor.
Yeah, but it's not a necessity.
That's what you say.
And we can look down on people for their addictions.
That's what you say.
We're a country based on looking down on people for their addictions.
Mm.
Like, we were founded by a bunch of people who looked down on everybody else for drinking in a time when you couldn't get clean water.
I think Idaho and Montana, literally the only states that are not getting Szechuan sauce.
I know. I noticed there's Wyoming's on there. Utah's on there.
Maybe Rick and Morty doesn't do well in Idaho and Montana. Maybe it's like really big in
maybe
Wyoming,
in Idaho.
But for some reason, just Montana and Idaho, they aren't too keen on Rick and Morty.
Hey, I might get lucky because Iowa and Ohio are on the list. They might ship it to Idaho, being confused.
Like just Dayton, Idaho gets yes. it.
You know what it was? It was probably someone threw a potato at one of the Rick and Morty people, and now they just hate us.
It's kind of messed up. McDonald's like clearly it depends on Idaho for so much, but they won't share the sauce.
Okay, Hawaii's not on the list either.
So here's the thing: if I'm going to incite a little violence right now, if you see the people from Rick and Morty out and about, just throw a potato at them for not having the Szechuan sauce in Idaho. Like, just carry around a potato if you know that they're going to be in the
or
area.
Or French fries.
Just in case. No French fries. Throw a freaking potato. That'll teach them.
Why don't you just, dip your potato into, ketchup and then just be like, it's better than Szechuan sauce. Like, that could be your own quiet protest against McDonald's not Szechuaning you.
That they're eating a potato that...
And it's not Rick and Morty. It's McDonald's that's messing
no,
this
I blame
up.
Rick
yeah, I blame
and
Rick and Morty for it.
I blame
Rick and Morty started all this. They should have known better.
Yeah. Actually,
Rick and Morty's the reason
I
have to explain to the postmaster why I'm trying to put nugs in an envelope.
He's like crushing it down. The grease is leaking out to the outside of the envelope. And he's like, nah, it's cool, man. Just put it in there.
Is there any liquid? Are you shipping any liquids? Nope. Szechuan sauce is not a liquid.
Sir, the grease is smearing the address. I don't care. Just send it.
Can you just roll it back up after you crush it? Like little breading things that you can just make McNuggets out of?
Breading things in envelopes? I think that's what nugs are made out of.
So what are the chances I'm going to be able to find this stuff on eBay like the day of? Like on October 8th, I'm going to find all this stuff on eBay.
We should just go down to Utah, buy everything that we can, and then hold on to it for like 6 months, and then sell
you
it
just
on
go
eBay.
Full Immortan Joe, and then tell people not to depend too much on nug sauce because it will make them weak. And you could like have like this huge tower that just like ejects nug sauce out. There's like people down below like trying to dip their baskets and whatnot into to collect. And then, like, there's this lady with a shaved head that like has a truck full of nug sauce and like your slaves, and she tries to get away, and the whole movie's about you trying to track her down for taking your nug sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, a million view YouTube video idea. You just go buy all the nug sauce as soon as they open, like just get it all, right? And then post a video of you dumping it into the sink. Just piss people
no,
off.
No, one at a time. Like, open
yeah,
it up.
Yeah. I bet you get death threats on that one. Like, I live in Utah. I could have had that. And you...
Had to take it back to Idaho.
Should have got up at 5, bro.
I live in Ohio. We sent all of our nug sauce to Idaho. I didn't get any.
Ah. We'll just, track down the trucks on their way to Washington. No, drop them off here. Okay.
I'm going to, eat the nug sauce and not even enjoy it.
You're like, ah, this is terrible. What's wrong with you people?
Is it actually that good? I never had it before.
Anna?
Anna's the one that actually remembers having it.
It's a little bit like teriyaki sauce. I don't know. I can't really remember it that well because I was like 10 years old when like Mulan came out. So.
And I've had non-McDonald's Szechuan sauce, but it's good.
It is all right. Like, it's a little bit like sweet and sour sauce, but more teriyaki-wise, so like more soy sauce kind of flavoring.
So like Hawaiian punch with too little water combined with like soy sauce is what I'm guessing here for texture and flavor.
Oh, I don't know about that. But actually, from what I recall, it wasn't too bad.
That's a pretty glowing review for McDonald's, honestly. It's not too bad. Like, I get excited it's for the McRib, and it's just because it's not too bad. They put the good
McRib's
pickles
terrible.
On it. What they should do is they should make the Szechuan McRib, and you have to, like, they only have one per day they make, and you have to fight someone to the death in the parking lot to get it.
Do you know what they do with the McRib during off-season?
They make chicken nuggets. Shooting?
No, they send it to the military, and then they don't put the McRib sauce on it. And it's one of the most disgusting things ever.
When I lived in Illinois,
that's such a weird thought process. Like, oh, give it to the military, they'll eat it.
Oh, some of the people liked it. Some people did it like barbecue sauce. They're like, it's like a McRib in off season. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I worked at a gas station in Illinois, and they had basically the McRib with the sauce and everything in their like sandwich section there at that gas station. So you just nuke it up, and it tasted just like McDonald's. Yeah, that's the nice thing about fast food is a lot of it you can just nuke and it tastes just like it from the thing. Like if you go to your grocery store anywhere in America and get those White Castle sliders, taste just like the thing from the restaurant. Like there's no difference in taste.
I've never actually been to a White Castle, so.
Yeah, next time you go to Vegas, you got to check it out.
Is that where it's at?
The closest White Castle to here, I think.
No, they got them up here too.
I don't think there are any in like Utah.
Well, all of them are expanding. So I've even been back east. I was looking for one. Didn't find it. Of course, I really didn't look that hard.
When I lived in Illinois, they were all over the place there. So, but there's one on this strip in one of the casinos.
Oh.
There's also a Steak and Shake at one of the casinos, and that's way better than White Castle. I don't know why nobody knows what Steak and Shake is.
Steak and Shake is awesome when it's not in a... Because Utah has one.
Do they have one?
They have one, but do not get excited. Do not, because
I will straight up drive down there. What?
No. It is a Steak and Shake in a gas station.
That's okay.
No. It's kind of so-so compared to a good
Steak and
Shake.
Like, if you had other Steak and Shake to compare against? Because it seems like most of the gas station places are equitable to their, like, actual counterparts.
Yeah, they're analog, yeah.
I was with somebody who has been at a good Steak and Shake and was like, you got to go to this. And they're like, this one's okay. It's still better than the knockoff Steak and Shake.
I don't think it being in the gas station made it better or worse. I think that was just a lower quality one.
And also, you had to get your own food at that Steak and Shake. It wasn't like the real ones where they serve you.
No, they don't.
You went to a bad Steak and Shake then.
No.
Yes.
The fast food, the one in Vegas, they serve you, but every other Steak and Shake I've been to,
the ones
it's
back,
like a fast food place. No, you go and you...
The ones back east, they serve you too.
Well, if you came to like the Washington Steak and Shakes, they serve you and they're the best.
Right? Maybe they changed it. Maybe they've changed it in the last decade, but you lied to me. My life is over.
I don't know if I've ever even seen a Steak and Shake. Like the only thing we've really got up here that's unique is Burgerville. Like, and it's okay. It's basically Arctic Circle, but more expensive, and their shakes are better.
I don't know. Arctic Circle shakes.
It's weird. Like, I don't know why Burgerville. Like, they call themselves Burgerville, but their burgers like pretty average. But their shakes are just weirdly good, and their soft serve shakes. Like, it's just like above average soft serve, put into milkshake, and for some reason it's really good. And they don't even like bother with like candy or anything. It's just like a basic milkshake. So it's like when we get a shake from like In-N-Out Burger, but it was just for some reason really good.
That's really good. We had some just amazing milkshakes at Yellowstone. Yellowstone National Park, mm-hmm. right next to Old Faithful. There was a...
Cloth serve ice cream, right?
Oh, my God.
People stop jumping on soft serve. It's like totally good. It's just like there's so many places that bad soft serve. Everyone thinks it's a bad way to eat ice cream.
No, it was really good at the Old Faithful. Lodge. I mean, it had to be. It was like $7 or something. But
that's a pretty expensive soft serve milkshake.
I don't know how much. Do you remember? It was like I think I was exaggerating.
I guess it was actually pretty good. Then doesn't matter. Like I'll pay $7 for a really good milkshake. That's I'd do that.
Yeah, it was super good. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. Anna and I both did. That was a fun trip because when Old Faithful went off, the wind shifted and blew towards us and just showered everybody, and half the people ran away screaming like they were on fire or something. It was the best thing.
Burning sulfur water! Yeah. Ah!
Actually, I need to post that video because I recorded it on one of those 360 cameras.
Oh, yeah. He got it on a 360 camera. So
it's even better because you go like watch it, and then start turning. I'm like, ah, look at everybody run.
Well, the thing is, and it was cold outside. And so by the time the water got to us, it was cold water. Like it wasn't even hot at all. And like people just freaked. It was great.
All right.
I want to know about this lady with the robots in her mouth.
Okay. Yes, this is for Ted. So, a lady in China had two teeth replaced completely by a robot.
Yeah, so like two of her teeth, she got a robot in place. So what does this robot do? Does it like pick up the food for her, or does it process it, or what? Like, what is these robots that were...
It's a robot dentist.
So it's always brushing her teeth for her?
No, I don't
understand.
No, it actually like did the work.
Oh, the robot replaced the teeth.
Yes. The people that were there did the minimalist of work, which they could have done no work. The robot did enough work that the people didn't need to be there.
But they do just in case something goes wrong.
Correct. But the more important thing is it's approved to be used in the U.S.
I would be afraid to have a robot do that because...
Why?
Well, okay, great. It's a little miscalibrated, and now I got a tooth sticking out my cheek.
No, that's what the AI is for. It's not you don't have to worry about the calibration anymore. It knows. It digs in and.
I program computers for a living, Bill.
This one was programmed by another robot.
I am not. I have not the confidence to have a robot. Because maybe I have a weird jaw that's this weird edge case that no one's thought of before. And it gets in there, and the next thing I know, I got a tooth coming out at 90 degrees. It mounted it perfectly, but it's 90 degrees out now, and so
it'll fix the rest of your teeth too.
Like a hamster now.
Maybe it's like all it does is just sit there and criticize your flossing.
Now that's the dentist experience I've grown to love.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're not flossing. Like, well, you know what? I am flossing. You're not flossing. I can tell.
I like to play this game where I don't brush my teeth for a year at a time, and then I go into the dentist, and I'm like, hey, they're like, have you been brushing your teeth? And I'm like, why don't you tell me? And then they're like, well, yeah, I think you have. And I'm like, And I'm like, but thank you for encouraging me to not brush my teeth, because it's obviously a waste of time if you can't tell the difference.
That frustrates me, because like when we first... When we first started dating, like, I was trying to shove a toothbrush with toothpaste at him all the time, and he wouldn't go to the dentist as well, so as soon as we got insurance for him to go, I was telling him, yeah, we need to get that appointment scheduled in, and...
And you were hoping the dentist would be like, your teeth are terrible.
Exactly.
No cavities.
Yeah, no cavities, and then, like, after a while, they just need to refill the only cavity that he ever had.
From when I was 10... And did brush my teeth on a regular basis, because I would get beat if I didn't.
He drank Mountain Dew all the time. So
all the time.
It just had
four
a natural
liters a day.
Film on there that would actually protect his teeth.
Look, this is the robot fixing her teeth.
She's sitting upright. So? Why wouldn't you lay down? You got to recline when they're replacing your teeth. What in the crap? That is not okay. I'm freaking out about this. I got to tell you. I'm just freaking out about this.
I'm in. I'm all in.
I'm usually for the technology, but my mouth is just... I mean, I'll let him drive my cars.
How about that one? Is that one better?
No.
They covered her up.
They just put her in a body bag. They're like, we're going to be ready for the inevitable. She's just in a body bag.
How does the robotic arm, like, how is it programmed to be able
what
to,
it just does is it's just, like,
sensitivity and everything.
Go. It puts this little instrument into your mouth, and then it rams it back and forth until you, like, pass out from the pain.
What's the difference between that and a normal dentist?
And then hey, the humans come in and do it, and they're like, yep, the computer did everything.
So they numb you up first and then just have that robot just...
No, I don't even think... No, the humans don't even need to numb you up. The robot did enough of the work that they didn't have to be there. They did the minimalist amount of work that if they wouldn't have done anything, it wouldn't have mattered.
Here's the thing, too. I like having a dentist do it because their hands are in there, right? They've got skin in the game. So if they hurt me, I can just chomp down on the bastard. And they know that they did wrong, right? I'll go right to the bone. I don't care. I might be a little sensitive about my teeth. I'm sorry.
Did you actually watch the video on that, Bill?
No. I read the article, though. I did read the article.
People don't want to watch videos of teeth being extracted and replaced. And
I do have to admit, I do have a low tolerance for, you know. I don't mind the stuff happening to me. I can see my own blood. I can.
I want every experience of the dentist to basically be a Nine Inch Nails music video from the early 90s.
I guess if they gassed me up, I was really enjoying SpongeBob when they gassed me up to refill the one filling that I had. Yeah, actually, I bought one of those, the vibrating ones, $100 toothbrush. I haven't been using it as much lately, but I did use it for a while, and when they cleaned my teeth, I will admit that my mouth hurt a lot less. Like, it didn't hurt at all. Like, every time before...
Did it bleed less, too?
It didn't bleed at all. Yeah, it didn't bleed. So, I mean, I can see the benefit in brushing my teeth, but... Still, like, they literally could not tell whether I had or had not been brushing my teeth.
I think you need to go to a better dentist.
I don't think that's the problem. I think that I'm just blessed with good genetics. Yeah. I think genetics plays a huge part in your oral health because I know people.
And your bacteria?
Who
you don't kill off a lot of your bacteria?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But, like, I know people who, like, would just brush as much as you're supposed to and do all the flossing and everything. Like my stepmom, and she had a mouthful of cavities. Like every tooth she had a cavity in it. So I think genetics plays a huge role in that. And if you're genetically predisposed for cavities, you really need to take care of your teeth. But if you have a good diet, you don't do meth.
I think what happened here is Ted was the first test case to go to a robot, and he happened to go to the robot dentist that HP built. And it was just like overly permissive. Like it was just a bad robot dentist that he went to. That's why he doesn't want to go back to a robot dentist because it was a bad experience for him before.
Because the robot dentist told him he needs to brush.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I was going to go somewhere with that, and it never happened.
That's okay. We usually like taking the tour on the Magic Alex bus.
Fun. Actually, speaking of the tour with Magic Alex Bus, Chicken Wiggle.
Hey, that's good.
3DS.
I just pulled that up. So Chicken Wiggle is a indie title that just came out on 3DS from this little developer called Atui. They made Mutant Muds and a couple of other, Zeo Drifter, I think is another game they made for the 3DS. And it's probably going to be the studio's last title on the 3DS, if not one of the last titles, period, for the 3DS. It's a totally cute, fun platformer. It's if you got a 3DS, you should definitely check it out. Like I know it's like that console is sunsetting right now, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to buy it, but this is probably going to be a 3DS exclusive, and it's totally great, so check it out.
Okay.
I stuck another game in the notes, too, that's also bird-related. It's not even close out yet. It's called Untitled Goose Game by the developer House House. And you should go watch the YouTube for it. Just look up Untitled Goose Game, and you'll definitely find it. And it's basically a goat simulator, except you're just a bad goose. And you annoy a farmer and just, like, eat things in the garden and steal stuff from them. And it's by the same people who made Push Me, Pull You, which is another kind of weird game that got kind of cult status on consoles about 3 or 4 years ago. So yeah, go watch the video for that. Like, even if it's not your thing when it comes out, the trailer they made for it's really funny.
I think you showed us Push Me Pull You before, because you, like, the people, like, they have to move the ball to, like, one side of the court, or like move it out or something.
Maybe. Oh, I think you're thinking of Snipper Clips. Like, Push Me Pull You is like a weird team wrestling game where you're like, each one of you, like, you and your buddy are connected in like the body region, I guess, and like each end has arms and a head, and like you fight like another couple.
Yeah, but it has something to do with like moving the ball around.
Oh, maybe that's a
around.
Different game mode. I never played Push Me Pull You. But the Untitled Goose Game looks really cute too. It is more bird related than Push Me Pull You.
That's a huge requirement for the games that I play, is that they're cute.
Oh.
No, cute. That's why I like Katamari so much.
I see with the bird game. With Goose, you turn on the sprinklers when the farmer doesn't want the sprinklers
on. Yeah, or
really
like steal his keys, or just like honk at him to annoy him.
His hat. Startle him. Eat his lunch.
These are all quality bad goose things to do.
Which is worse, eating the lunch or pooping on it?
That's a tough goose. Like, I'd rather the goose eats it than poops on it.
Mm-hmm. Depends on whether or not you saw the goose poop on it.
Because I'd
rather he poops on it than eats it, because at least if he poops on it, he doesn't have the pleasure of eating it, and I can throw it away, and he doesn't get any. But if I didn't see
him... Well, if it's like a 50-50, the goose poops, then eats on it, or vice versa.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to say.
If you have an opinion on gooses crapping and eating on their lunch, call us at 1-800... Geeks are...
No.
801.
Geeks are...
801-896...
436-935. And leave four messages, and rank them according to what you're feeling on goose poop and goose lunches.
Okay,
I did run into some listeners.
Oh yeah, Bill ran into some listeners that don't email
they
or
said
call.
They are the listeners who do not call.
Can you blame them?
I so wish if that was me, I would have been like, can I get a picture with you?
Nah, I know.
You should have got a picture with
him.
Well,
I was running, I think, for the panel.
You're in a hurry. You're like,
and
I
wanted
go.
To talk to
I'm
him.
Sorry.
I talked to him for a little bit, but it was, they were
so fun. If you were the people that Bill saw at the Snake River
Comic-Con,
if
you're the listeners who do not call,
email your pictures to geeksarewired@gmail.com so we can Photoshop ourselves into those pictures, and then you can have an official Geeks Are Wired Snake River Comic-Con experience. Even if you weren't there, you could still email us your pictures. We'll still Photoshop them.
We can
MS Paint.
We can even put you guys in, because even though you guys didn't visit them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And maybe like Bruce Willis or something. I mean, I'm good at the MS Paint. It'll be amazing.
Pixel by pixel.
Yeah. No. Square. I use the selector tool.
Oh, you don't even like zoom in?
Crop. Cut. Paste.
I was like going to say,
cut, paste.
Not crop.
Crop is the wrong one. Yeah. Crop's
cut,
bad.
Some copy,
other good
paste.
Things you can cut. Do in Microsoft Word.
No. Paint.
Oh,
MS Paint.
Have you ever used MS Paint?
You got the bucket
that's,
fill.
That's
a good
my
one.
Most.
Yeah? Turn the entire page one color.
I use the big arrows, too. They have those little shapes, the preset shapes. I use the arrows and point to stuff.
That's a good one.
Windows R,
rectangle
MS
select,
Paint,
that's a good one.
Enter. Yeah, that's how I Photoshop
that's
us together.
Too. Do that one a lot.
Control S, yeah, that's a good feature.
Alt F4, that's a good one.
There's some good. Yeah, there's some good MS Paint pictures.
MS Paint hacks.
Alt F4 saves all your hacks.
That should be our
other
thing we do in this show.
We'll show you how to work MS Paint properly.
Have you guys actually tried the MS Paint 3D? It's so weird. Like, you have to download it from the Windows App Store, but there's actually like a 3D MS Paint, and you can make stuff and send it to like a 3D printer. But It's kind of weird because, like, it's like if they made MS Paint 3D, this is exactly, imagine it. Super easy to use, but all the art you can make with it really sucks. Like, it does, like, you can't make anything very precisely, but it's kind of it's kind of like playing with Play-Doh on a computer. So yeah, you should try that out. It's really fun.
Super derpy.
So MS Paint doesn't exist anymore.
No, dude.
No, they shut it down. Apparently,
I got paint on my computer in July. It's a 10 computer.
I know. Yeah, but apparently, as of July, they shut it down.
I mean, like, you can't download it anymore?
No, well, it came prepackaged with Windows, so.
Yeah, but it features to be deprecated in Windows 10 Fall Creators Update.
I wouldn't be surprised if you could just pull the exe out of your Windows directory and dump it down somewhere else and it'd work. It's kind of like they changed the calculator in the newer version of Windows and it sucks. And there was something else they changed in the newer version that just was terrible that I used all the time. I don't remember. Oh, like the picture viewer. They keep trying to make that better. Way to go, guys. Oh, well. Whatever.
Indeed.
Rest in peace, MS Paint. All right. Well, probably we should wrap things up. You know, it's been about an hour, plus or minus some stuff.
6 minutes.
4 minutes. Unless you know, with the intro and outro, then, you know.
Yeah.
1 or 2 minutes.
The, what do you call that? That's the YouTube
copyright infringement
trigger.
Yeah. No, every time we upload to YouTube, it's like Google goes, you have copyright infringement. And every week I go, I was given rights to use this song. And then about a week later, they go, yes, we agree. Now let's get to next week's and do copyright infringement on that one for the same song.
Good.
Google's awesome.
You should probably email support and be like, hey, if you look at this history,
yeah,
can you like somehow make me an exception to that?
Just for this song?
That song?
Yeah. If I do another one, sure, nail me for it.
Maybe they've never had that case before because everyone who's ever put a song on YouTube, they don't have the rights to it. Like, they just never dealt with anybody who actually has the rights to it.
Yeah. They never dealt with people who actually asked for permission.
Everyone's like, oh, okay. Like, every single time.
I mean, I listen to songs put up by people who aren't the people who did the song all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Bill's getting hit with it, and they're not. It's just weird.
I'm a nobody. They have millions of downloads, and I have some.
Maybe.
Our YouTube page does not have many viewers. Let's just go with that. It's new.
Maybe because people don't know that it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Have you announced before that you're on YouTube?
Yeah, I announced we are on the Amazon Echo. We're on YouTube. We're on... let's see. If you found us sporadically, we're on most podcast things like iTunes and
MS
Google
Paint.
Play and MS Paint. No, because that's no more. Remember, MS Paint has been shut down.
For a copyright infringement claim for a song that we didn't have the rights to play on MS Paint.
No, Microsoft's cool with us playing that song. It's Google that's not.
Yeah, Google's the one that has the problem.
What else? TuneIn Radio, I think. Yeah, we're on TuneIn Radio. Because we had to get on TuneIn Radio so we could get into Amazon Echo.
TuneIn Radio.
Yeah.
Pretty fancy. You're a pretty well-connected dude, Bill.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
Connected to all the musical playing devices.
Wherever you want to listen to us.
I don't think we're on Pandora. Oh, well.
That's okay. This American Life is on Pandora, and it sucks.
Ah.
This American Life is amazing, but you try to listen to it, and sporadically, when it gets to the next episode, because they're contained by like full episodes, but it has different chapters,
mm-hmm.
When you get to the next chapter, oftentimes, it will just kick you to the most recent one. So then you have to go find the one you were listening to, figure out which one that you were at, and then do that.
So you can't just like...
Yeah, it won't let you listen to a full episode or anything like that. It just keeps kicking you in the back.
Or even worse is like, Let's say you haven't listened to them all, and you want to just Netflix version of it.
Yeah.
Like, I want to start at episode one and run my way through the entire season.
Mm-hmm. But nice thing, they are on YouTube.
Yay!
So that's all I have to say about that.
Blah. Oh, we're also on the interwebs. All right, let's go to Famous Last Words. I'm done.
Last week, Alex, I finally got the pun, Tails, miles per hour. You get it? It's miles per hour, but miles per hour. It's a good pun. It took me like 25 years to get that.
You should go. You should go out on Saturday and pick up as much Szechuan sauce at the nearest local McDonald's that is offering Szechuan sauce.
And mail it to us.
At 801-896-4335.
Or push it through the emails of geeksrwired@gmail.com.